Good evening. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer and Chaf Aleph Vav, which has a basis in something in this week's parsha that tells us that a person should not be shoel b'shalom isha. A person should not say shalom to a person, to a woman. We'll see if it applies from women to men, but that is the halacha, that a person should not say the word shalom in a greeting a woman. That is the halacha in the Gemara in two places in the Bava Metzia and Kedushim.
Was he saying the word shalom or a greeting?
The word shalom. Let's start with shalom and then we'll build off of that. And this is a Gemara in two places, as we said. It's a open siman in Shulchan Aruch. There doesn't seem too much debate about that. That is a din in Shulchan Aruch. And it is also based on an occurrence in this week's Parsha. So we need to understand, first of all, what is this din? And it seems that the minhag of the olam is not to do that. We do say shalom to the opposite gender. And therefore, we need to understand what exactly is going on in this case as well. The source, just to say off the bat in the Parsha, the source is that the Gemara tells us that the Malachim asked, "Hey, Sari Ishtacha, where is Sari, your wife?" And the Gemara Bava Metzia discusses the whole discussion between Avram and the Malachim, says, "Ah, how could they do such a thing? It's usher to be shoel b'shalom another woman, to ask how the woman is doing." And that will be the point of discussion right now. There is a side point, even before we get into the din on its own, this discussion in the Gemara of asking about or saying to say shalom to a woman is a part of the discussion of whether there's an isser of kol isha when it comes to the speaking voice of a woman. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin says, it seems to say there is kol isha when it comes to a speaking voice, and that would put us in a very difficult situation if that was the case. And this is the understanding of the Ravid and the Or Zarua and the Shita Megubetzis and Brachos Chavdal, the Orchos Chaim, all saying that there is such a concept that there's kol isha when it comes to a woman's voice. And the Ben Ish Chaim, Parshas Bo, and the Chayadim and Dalid, and the Mishra Bru and Ayin Hey Yidches, all say that kol isha applies if the man has kavanah to get hana from the speaking voice of the woman, that it does apply. And on the other hand, there are many Mishonim like Talmid Rabbeinu Yonim Brachos and the Yireim and Shin Sadi Beis and the Ravya, and the comments of the Levush and the Magen Avraham, who all say there's no such thing as Kalisha when it comes to the speaking voice of a woman, but that is not the topic for right now. We want to focus on the issue of saying Shalom itself. So let's look at the din in the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Chaf Aleph Vav. Ein Shalom B'Shalom Isha Klal. Person does not ask Shalom, does not greet a woman with Shalom at all. Afil Ayadei Shaliach, even through a messenger. Va'afil Ayadei Ba'Allah, even through her husband. Asar l'shloacha divrei shalom, to send her words of shalom. Aval mutar l'shol l'bala eich shloma. What you can do is ask the husband, how is she doing? That's okay. But to send her a greeting would be a problem. Rashi in Kedushin makes the following comment based on this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel kol b'isha erva. The voice of a woman is erva. It's considered something that's forbidden to listen to. Echad de shaliach. The Gemara there is discussing how one could, you know, send a greeting back and forth to a woman. Maybe, if I send shalom al day shliach, some like hachi amar shmuel, ain, in shalom v'shalom isha al yaday ba'alah. We don't ask the shalom of woman even through her husband. Amar hachi amar shmuel, in shalom v'shalom isha klal. We are not shalom v'shalom isha. We don't say shalom. We don't say hello to a woman. Why, says Rashi? What's the whole discussion over here? So Rashi says very clearly, shema mitoch sheila shalom, yihiyu regilim zeim zeh. Because through a greeting of wishing shalom, of wishing peace to another woman, that will create a closeness between the two. Aydei shulcham ve'yavol idei chiba. And this will lead to chiba. Some sort of more than just a regular platonic relationship by saying shalom. This is the understanding of the Gemara. Yes?
I'm just trying to define. Does that mean you shouldn't say, please send my regards to? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or you're saying you shouldn't say, or at least the word shalom. We'll talk about other words.
You shouldn't
say to the messenger, no, please send, you know, divrei shalom, or my shalom to this woman.
Okay.
This is the understanding of the Gemara. And this is the understanding of Rashi. So the Avnei Mishpat Ibn Ezra Chaf Aleph says that based on this, if your kavanah is not to create a sense of chiba, if you're just doing it to be socially correct, and you actually want to know how the person is doing, you actually are interested, you know, is she doing okay? Is everything all right? Then that would be okay. If it's not for the kavanah of, oh, that she should be thinking of me, or I should be thinking of her in any sort of romantic way. And based on this, he answers the question of the Piskei Tshuva. You look in the Piskei Tshuva here, In Ebenezer, in Sif Katan Dalad, he says, V'tzarachian gabi Elisha, she'amar legechazi, rots na lekrasa, v'amar la hashalom lach. Right, the Navi tells us, in Malachim Beis, that Elisha told Gehazi, in regards to the approaching Isha Shunamis, that he should go to her and say, shalom. So how, asked the Piskei Tshuva, could Elisha send shalom to the Isha Shunamis even through Gehazi, his servant? So the answer is, says the Avnei Mishpat over here, that Elisha understood that this was different. Something was wrong. Why? Because the Isha Shunamis only came when, as we know from the Torah, on Shabbos and Yantzif. She only came at specific times by Rosh Chodesh, specific times to come see Elisha. And this was in the middle of the week. And Elisha knew that if she's coming now, there must be something that's wrong. And he was correct, right? Her son died, and Elisha then revived the son. So we see from here, says the Avnei Mishpat, that if you're asking shalom because you're concerned and you want to know about the welfare of the person, not just because you're doing it to create a rapport with the other person, then that would be okay. It's also interesting to note the comments of the Ben Yehoyada here in Kedushin. The Ben Yehoyada says that the ish only applies to someone who's completely unknown to the woman. Because if you're unknown, then you're creating that bond of affection. But if you already know the woman, so to say shalom after you have a relationship with her would be fine because you're not building on anything. You already know this person, you're already familiar with this woman, and therefore it would not be a problem, so says the Ben Yehoyada. And it would be proper derech eretz, he says, to say hello or to wish shalom to a person that you know. Rav Moshe Nechemia is the Avbeisin of Chaslavitch, so he writes the Nesivos HaShalom in Sifchaf here, and he says if you're asking about her health, or use the expression shalom aleichem, as it's common nowadays, so there's no chashash of chiba as well. Because it's a common expression, and no one would think otherwise. So we're already beginning to qualify this din in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan has a long piece over here. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifchas, in Chaf Aleph, that there's no issue of saying good morning, or we say in Aramaic, Tzafa, Tava, a good morning to the person.
Normal colloquial greetings,
because this doesn't indicate any sense of love or affection. It's what people say all the time. In the Ezer Mikodesh, which is the Buchacha Rav, the Eishal of Rav and Arachayim, the Ezer Mikodesh, Evan Ezra, so he says that simply saying good morning doesn't carry any of these issues. It's just a normal thing to do that people do all the time. And he says the issue is using shalom. That's a specific word, an issue of shalom, which connotes a sense of bracha, that I have some sort of connection to you. Shalom is an important thing. We know that shalom is the name of Hashem, right? We know the Mishnah Berurah says that when you write letters that have the word shalom on them in greeting someone, it has a din of Shemus, it has a din of Kedusha, because shalom is a greeting of Hashem's name. If you'll ever look at Rav Yashav's letters, Rav Yashav would never write his name shalom in full. He would write shin, lam, and vav with a little mark on top, because he felt that his name was Shem Hashem. That's not agreed upon by everyone. The person's name is the person's name. But when you use Shalom as a greeting to bestow peace upon the other person, that is the status of Shem Hashem. And therefore, over here, it's something significant. The Be'er Heitev there in the Yoredei and Shin Pei Hei makes the same distinction where else a person is not supposed to say Shalom? By an Avel. But the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is you shouldn't wish Shalom to an Avel. So he says you shouldn't be Shoel Shalom.
Yeah, but that's generally not supposed to make a greeting to an Avel.
A greeting. So he says
it can be any kind of, no real greeting. It doesn't have to be limited to just the word Shalom.
So exactly. So he says you shouldn't be Shoel Shalom to an Avel during Shloshim, but to say good morning is okay because it's just what you do. You walk into the house to say good morning. There's nothing wrong with that. But the expression Shalom, says the Be'er Heitev, is a problem. On the other hand, there's a Tshuva of the Maharam Shik in Evan Ezra and Nun Gimel, where he says that the Isser includes saying good morning, and you should only say good morning like if you have to, and you would be looked at as very strange if you didn't say good morning. So he's Mach when it comes to this issue. He cites the Pnei Yoshua in Kedushin on this Gemara. And the Pnei Yoshua there says that there's a Chiyuv to be Shoel Kol Adam. Right, we know from Boaz that Boaz greeted his workers B'Shem Hashem, and we learn from Boaz there's a chiyuv to greet a person with shalom. And he says, if there's no situation of chiba, then there's no reason to be mekayim the chiyuv. Meaning, if there's an issue of chiba, then that issue that perhaps if I have this relationship with a person, then that would be inappropriate, then you shouldn't say shalom. But if there's no chance, says the Pnei Yeshua, of any chiba, of any sort of romance coming between the two, or any affection coming between the two, then there's still a chiyuv to greet another human being with shalom. And that's the proper way to act, says the Pnei Yeshua. as cited by the Maharam Shik. There's actually a machlokas between two brothers, the Ber Moshe, the Debrecen Rav, Rav Moshe Stern, in Chelek Dalet, in Kufta Zayin, and his brother, Rav Bezalel Stern, the Bezalel Chachma. But they both fled from Hungary, and one came to Brooklyn, and the other went to Australia. Rav Bezalel Stern was in Australia. So the brothers have a machlokas with each other regarding this issue nowadays, and how to act in that regard. I think the Bezalel Chachma says it's even usher to say shalom over the phone. That's how machmer he is.
That's a guy in Australia?
That's the guy in Australia.
That's why he's in Australia.
So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the MS Yaakov, not he that writes, but it's quoted in his name. If you look at the bottom of the first column, so he says, Mutter lomar le'isha loshon hello uchadoma. You can say hello to a woman. Shezeinu ha-shalom shenisar b'chazal. That's not what chazal we're talking about. Shemek pidu rak al milas shalom shushmo shal kadosh baruch hu. Shalom is the name of Hashem. V'lechein shayach b'ze inyan chiba. A person gets a greeting of shalom aleichem. So a person feels connected to you. B'kishem gadol kazeh hu shol b'shalom b'pi ha-shmua. Says this is what I heard. This is Rabbi Neustadt from Detroit saying this is what he heard from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Maharam Shik that Shuv in Siman Ayin in Siman and Gilan Avin Ezer says that we're not careful about Shalom Shalom since our intentions are generally L'shem Shemayim, not Derechiba, and he says there's room to be lenient. So the Pische Shuvi here in Gimel, so he cites a comment of the Ritva in Kedushin, the very end of Kedushin on Pei Beis. Look what the Ritva says. He says, L'kol Lefi Das V'Yira Shemayim, L'chein Hilchasa, this is in the middle of the first column, L'kol Kefi Masha Adam Makir Ba'atzmo, says the Ritva, when it comes to these halachos, a person needs to know himself. If a person knows his Yitzhahara, and that, you know, having a normal greeting with a woman is not going to cause an issue, so there's no problem being shal shalom. It's perfectly fine. A person needs to know himself. We know that Rav Yochanan, the Gemara Bracha says, would sit by the Shari Tfil, by the mikvah, when the woman would come out, and they had a whole reason why, and a whole discussion there in the Gemara. So a person needs to know the Yitzhahara. And it says the Ritva, this is the klal when it comes to these types of halachos between men and women. You need to know yourself. If it's going to be an issue for you, and you're a person who's going to feel in a sense of romance or chiba in that case, so it's a problem. And if it's not an issue for you, so then there's nothing to discuss, as the Ritva, and says the Piskei Tshuva, and it'll be perfectly fine as well. This is repeated by a number of poskim, the idea that it depends on the person and knowing themselves and how they relate with the opposite gender. Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld in the Silmas Chaim in Siman Tavshin Yud, and the Seipler in the Krainet Igros in his letters in Chelek Aleph and Kuf Samach Dalet, both say again, quoting the Ritva, depends on the person. You need to know how you relate with the opposite gender. Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, on the new printing on page Tuf Tes Zion, he discusses going out to the work and greeting with other people. So he says a person has to have derech eretz wherever they go. A person needs to treat other people responsibly. And you go into a person's home, and the wife greets you in a person's home, say shalom aleichem. It's proper derech eretz. You need to have a brain in between your head, in your between your ears, and know what to do properly. You need to have proper derech eretz when you go out into the world. On the other hand, the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss writes in Cheleches and Kuf Chavav that even though there may be leniencies nowadays, it's preferable to be machmer. And he is certainly in the minority. He writes, Limud Zuchus. This whole discussion is only a Limud Zuchus. Aval Lamaisid Sidku Divrei Kvotaraso. He's writing back to the person, you're correct. Ein Lenohog Kain. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, Lechadchila, a person should not engage in any of this aterim and not be shalel shalom to a woman. However, again, he's in the minority. He's not alone. Rav Nissen Kareltz in the Chut Shani, in the Halachos here in Eben Ezer, says as well it's proper to be machmer. And he's also machmer to not say good morning, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, any of those things. He's machmer. But again, I don't think that would be the minhag in our community. And we do use these expressions when going out in the world. Shavit Alevi has shuvas about this as well, pretty much repeating what we said.
He's going in both directions, men, women.
We'll get to the other way in a second. So, Rav Mordechai Gross in the Omani Choman Chelek Aleph on page Kuf Tes Vav. So he says that it's obvious that if not saying shalom is going to cause ava and hatred between you and another person, you have to say shalom. The person needs to use their brain, and the person needs to know how to act in public. That's issue number one. The next issue is, what about davening on behalf of someone of the opposite gender? Davening on behalf of a woman, or giving divrei bracha to a woman? Okay? So the Ezrimi Kodeshia writes as well, that you can certainly daven on behalf of a woman and wish her divrei bracha, to wish her good tidings, and there's no problem with that. He says it's perfectly fine. And he says the minhag has always been to wish the mother of the child who was born a mazel tov, and to wish her divrei bracha, that her children should grow to Torah, l'chuv, v'maisim tovim. And he says this has been the minhag for all time, and no one has ever not wished a woman divrei bracha because of this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And in the Shiras Devora in Shoftim in Parakeh, so we find that Devora praises Yael Minashim Ba'ohel Tavarach, that she is praised as a woman of the tents, right? This is the famous praise of Yael. So this phrase is used all over rabbinic writings to give bracha to women. You open up any tshuva, and the responder is talking about giving, you know, bracha to a righteous woman. He always quotes this pasuk from Devorah, Minashim Ba'ohel Tavarach. So we see clearly that this has been the minhag as well. The Toldos Adam in Sif Dalet says there's no problem writing divrei bracha in a letter, because that's not Sheila Shalom. And in fact, the Trumas Hadeshin in two tshuvos, in Tuf Samech, in Reish Samech and Reish Samech Aleph, gives two different women bracha, divrei bracha. I know what you're thinking. The Trumas Hadeshin didn't write tshuvos to anyone. They were all made up and fake, right? The Shach writes in Yerodeah that the Trumas Hadeshin made up his tshuvos. So this is not from the tshuvos section. This is from the Psakim, the real tshuvos he wrote, not from the made up ones that he put, right? The Gematria of Hadeshin is 359, and that's the number of tshuvos that are in the Trumas Hadeshin. He made up the tshuvos because he wanted to have a sefer. But he also got real tshuvos, and this is from the real tshuvos, where he gave divrei bracha to a woman, and he writes, and very clearly, to give divrei bracha. In the Igros of the Rambam, in Rav Kapach's edition, on page Kuf Lamed Hey, look what the Rambam writes, V'af al pi shekvar hishira ha-halacha v'amra, ein shalim b'shalim yishaklal. Even though the halacha is clear, not to be shal b'shalim of a woman, aval habracha lo ne'estra, says the Rambam. Very clearly, the bracha is not a problem. And then he says, and therefore I'm going to act on this, Ata shalom u'beis ha-shalom, u'ke'eis chaya u'sara bein, I wish you should have a son, and all good things. So the Rambam himself feels that there's no problem with a brach when it comes to this issue. There's a sefer called the Nachlas Avos. It's the collections of the private writings of the Sassoon family, the very prestigious Iraqi family that was all over India and England and all over the world through the 18th and 19th century. So called Nachlas Avos. They have a series of letters there from Rav Yitzchak Nissim, who was the chief rabbi of Israel. And there's a letter there from Rav Yitzchak Nissim to Flora Sassoon, who was the matriarch of the family in London. She was a very fascinating person, who was a very scholarly person, knew all types of interesting things, and he writes in there and gives her divrei bracha. So we have multiple very important and famous rabbanim giving divrei bracha when it comes to these issues. And the Chushani says there's no problem giving divrei bracha, or he says wishing hatzlacha, or bracha v'hatzlacha, yeshuos v'nechamos, harvei nachas, whatever it is. All these things he says are fine, and those types of divrei bracha don't have an issue at all. Okay, next. What about a shaliach? So the Tur writes, based on the Gemara and Kedushin that we saw, that you should not send shela shalom to a woman, even through a shaliach. You shouldn't say, you know, I tell her that I wish her shalom. And even through her husband, but the Rambam writes in Hachos Yisurabiyah, he leaves out this entire day of the husband, and maybe a husband, it would be a problem, maybe it wouldn't be a problem, but whatever, not our discussion right now, but we see that it's not lemaise anymore because we do say shalom, so seemingly
you
can
do it directly now.
You can do it directly, so certainly you can do it with a shliach, and therefore it becomes a moot point. Okay, what about asking the husband how she's doing? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, Aval mutu l'shol l'baila eich shloma. You can ask the husband how she's doing. This is the Gemara in Bav Metzia on Pei Zayin of Aleph that says that the Malachim asked Avraham, Eyei Sarah Ishtecha, and Shmuel taught, we can't ask about the woman, and what are you supposed to do? So the Rishonim asked, but the Gemara in Kedushin says explicitly that it's usher to inquire. So what are you supposed to do here? Aren't you inquiring in this way when you ask about how she's doing? So Tosos in two places, there in Kedushin and there in Bav Metzia. So the Gemara, he says that the Gemara in Bav Metzia means that it's mutter to ask about her welfare. You can't send shalom to her, but you can ask how she's doing. And that's how we paskin, not a problem at all to ask how she's doing. And the Gemara is asking where she is, meaning, where is your wife? How is she doing? and as the Gemara said, to make her more beloved in the eyes of Avraham, that Avraham should think about his wife. And Tosfos in Kedushin says that you're allowed to ask the husband about the wife's welfare, and it's only usher to send the woman greetings of shalom via the husband, which, again, is what's brought here in the Gemara. So those are both opinions brought down by Tosfos, either not sitting through a shliach, but certainly, says Tosfos, one is allowed to ask how the woman is doing. According to this reasoning, so it would be mutter for a man to inquire about the woman's welfare from her husband, and as Rashi says here, because the woman's not going to know what's going on, and according to the Bach, it's permitted to ask any other person, not just the husband, right? You can ask a friend, you know, did you hear how so-and-so is doing, and that would be fine as well. And the Chalkos Mechokek argues, but we don't pass them like him, and certainly you're allowed to ask. The Bach cites the Marshal, who says that based on this discussion, we're makel to ask in letters as well. I mean, you can write an email, you know, how is your wife doing? Kol Shekein, it wouldn't be a problem. And certainly we see from the letter of the Truma Sedeshim we quoted before that he asked, you know, how are they doing? And that would perfectly be fine without any issues as well. There's actually a Shuva from the Ksam Sof in Yeridei and Kuf Samach Vav, where he was writing a tshuva to a woman, and he says, She'ela isha chachma echas, that this is a question that was asked by a wise woman, and I'm writing in response to her. So, certainly not a problem at all. Now, what about flipping it around? Can you ask, can you be shoel the isha regarding her husband? Okay? So, and or can you flip it around in any order? So the betzela chachma and the omen yichuma say it's usher to ask. But the Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. The Aruch HaShulchan says clearly in Sifches and Chaf Aleph, you can ask a woman how her husband is doing, and there's no problem. And certainly, it would seemingly be based on this, that a woman would be allowed to say shalom to a man. I guess it would go both ways, and certainly nowadays, that we're not going to be machmer. Now, this comes up in a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the controversial 9th volume of the Igros Moshe. So the 8th volume is controversial, and this one I don't think anybody quotes from. But here there's a tshuva in Evan Ezra Chelek Hei in Siman Tes Zayin, and this is in regarding to a couple who are engaged writing letters back to each other. I don't know the contents of the letters. It doesn't say what the contents of the letters were like, and Rav Moshe does refer to it a little bit. But we'll get to this in a second. But just to be clear, there is this great rumor that Making of a Gadol was put under Cherem because it talked about letters that Rav Aaron Cutler wrote to Rav Isser Zalman's daughter, who he was going to marry. And it says that people like to say that there were love letters. It's not true. That's not what it says in Making of a Gadol. It just says that the Altar of Slobodka intercepted and saw Rav Aaron Cutler's letters, and he didn't like what they said. We don't know anything about them. That's all we know, is that he didn't like something about the letters, and he told Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, and he didn't like it as well, and whatever, the issue was cleared up. But it doesn't say anywhere that he wrote love letters. It's not clear why that became a point of contention when they were talking about the Sefer when it was put under the Cherem the first time. I don't know where it came from, but it just says he didn't like the letters. So we have no record of anywhere of anyone writing love letters, except, as we discussed by Shal Shudas last week, that Rav David Cohen, the Nazir, did write love letters to his wife that he was missing for, the woman that he was going to be his wife for the 12 years they were separated. So I guess there is one person we know about. But it certainly was not Rav Aaron Cutler. We have no proof about Rav Aaron Cutler. Let's see what Rav Moshe is talking about here. In a tshuva to his son, Reuven Feinstein, Ubedvar Shelas Shalom. Leisha, regarding the Shelas Shalom to a woman, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, right, the title of this tshuva is Imutra Lehich Tasev Im HaMeshudacha Shalo. Are you allowed to exchange letters with the woman that you are engaged to? So the Gemara in Kedushin says it's Asher to Shelas Shalom, and the Chalkas Mechokek, and the Evan Ezra, and the Beis Shmuel, they say even through a letter it's Asher to Wish Shalom. Aval Pnuya, that's regarding an Eishes Ish. Aval Pnuya Sherotz L'Shadechba, a single girl that you want to marry, V'kol Shekem L'Mishudach Haso, or the one that you're going to be married to soon, Lo Matzinu Sh'Asher. What's the problem writing letters? That's the whole point. You want to increase L'Chiba. You don't want it to be lower. Do Lihu Rak Churma Be'Eishes Ish. It's only an issue by an Eishes Ish, a woman who's married. V'ksas Raya Mishabes Sh'Amar Kidarcho Shel Boaz L'Shol Ben Ara. The Gemara there asks, how could Boaz, what's he, Boaz, talking about Ruth so much? And Rashi says, Kol Naro Sh'Ro Hayadarcho L'Shol. They ask what regarding Boaz's conduct with Rus. They had no problem with the asking about the girls. It was only the looking. We saw before that the Chalkas Mechokek was machmer across the board. Maybe that asking how her shalom is the same thing, and that would be a problem. This is good according to Tosos, who holds Shesovim She'eya Sarishtacha, that regarding the passing of this week's Parsha, asking about Sarab, Enu Kashela Shalom. That was not a Shela Shalom. That they were just asking how she was doing. It wasn't sending shalom. They were just asking how she was doing. But according to Tosos and Kedushin, who seems to assume that is considered shalom shalom. V'gam l'Tosos and Bav Metzia Elamash Rishum Shahaisa Pnuya Leka Usser Klal. Moshe says the whole thing's not an issue here because if by a Pnuya, by a woman who's single and a guy who's single, so there's no problem. V'hutzroch Sharashi Farsh Rishum Shim Ken Misak Ben Aval Rai Gadol Leka. And he said, but on the other hand, nowadays a penuya still has an iser to her because she doesn't go to the mikvah, and that creates an issue on its own. Right? Since all women who are single are nida, and that's also a prohibited relationship in the Torah, maybe we should be machmer even by a penuya, even by a single girl, says Rav Moshe. Al kol panim, but since it's not really clear what the Isser is over here in this case, so therefore we're Mekel, and there's no problem with Shel Shalom with the Pnuya or writing letters. Aval, Vadai kol hamakatzer v'ksivas mechtavim hu mishubach. The letter should be short and to the point. No more rambling letters. Unless, of course, that will be offensive to her, and then she will cancel the Shidduch because the boy is not communicating properly with her. If by not writing the letters or writing proper letters between two people are engaged, it will ruin the shidduch. You should not avoid such letter writing. Moshe Feinstein. And this is a letter he wrote to his son with love regarding the issue of sending letters between those who are dating or engaged. 100% mutter.
Send a text instead.
What? I guess texting would also be. Okay, that's certainly mekutzer, certainly short. If you send a text or WhatsApp or whatever it may be.
Actually, so, Twitter was created in order to
Twitter,
meet that standard.
Even better.
I was signing the greeting card.
Signing the greeting card.
that means a lot, yeah.
There you go. So this is the halacha in all of its facets regarding being shalom shalom and regarding sending letters. Seemingly there's no problem for a couple to send letters to each other if they are dating or engaged. I just want to make a comment about these halachos in the context of tznius. There's a sense in our community that, you know, that in the ultra-Orthodox communities by the Haredim, so it's, they are very machmer on tznius, and, you know, they're, you know, interesting in their approach to tznius, and, you know, whatever, we're normal, and we're out in the world, and, you know, we're adults, and we're mature, and, you know, we're not going to have these issues. But it's not always the case. There are pitfalls in our community as well, and people not always acting appropriately. And I just want to point out two comments on this idea of tznius and how it relates to this issue. Rosh Shlomo Masas is the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, and he writes in his Shema Shumagim, in Evan Ezra and Simin Yud Ches, that we can be lenient nowadays because people greet each other all the time of the opposite gender, and there's certainly no issue. And greeting someone does not fall into the category of derechiba. And he says he's seen very firm people greeting members of the opposite gender, and he doesn't see a problem at all. But then he makes the following statement. He says, Hinei, l'sheila echad l'chore in yodea mazu sheila. The person wanted to know, like, maybe this, like, halacha is, like, not applicable. Like, why isn't it Shulchan Aruch? Like, what a silly thing. Ha'im bizmanenu hutor inyan ha'arayos v'krivasam? When all of a sudden, arayos and coming in contact with inappropriate relationships all of a sudden became mutter? No, there's still halacha in the Torah to separate and to be careful with the opposite gender. Nowadays, there's probably even greater Yitzhahara, that the women are dressing even nicer when they go out, and this is, he says, tznius, did not disappear. And just because we live in a modern age where there's a mingling of people doesn't mean that the lachos of tznius disappear, and there should be gedarim, and gedarim are appropriate, and it doesn't mean that, you know, you're from the Middle Ages and that you're backwards because you have certain gedarim when it comes to tznius. But Tzarech Lizar Yoser, And a person needs to be careful in these aspects of well as well. Meaning just because we've shown that there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that might not be as applicable as we thought it was, doesn't mean that you take a scissor and cut out Chaf Aleph Vav from Evan Ezer. The halacha is still there, and the halachas of tznius and relationships in public between men and women still very much apply. Look at a comment from Rav Kook in the Midos HaRaya, and under the category of tznius. It talks about different Midos. And under the category of tznius, he writes as follows. He says, Midas HaTznius goremes tovos rabos ba'olam. He says, the attribute of tznius has a lot of good things in the world. Tznius is good. Umitoch kach, hizocha ledachos mipaneha, dvarim shahayu tovim mitzad asman. But because of tznius, it pushes away many things that are good amongst them, good to themselves. Meaning there are certain valid and good things that are here in the world, but sometimes tznius demands that things are pushed to the side for the betterment of modesty. Aval kevan shemipnei yetzer ha'adam v'kochel ha'chalash, because of our yetzer hara and our weakness, yigremu lefrotz b'midas ha'tznius, and people are breaking through the boundaries of tznius, shehi kiyuma sha'olam haruchani v'achmari, tznius which uphold the existence of the spiritual and material world, says Rav Kook. Midas ha'ahava v'yedidus, because of the issues of tznius that exist nowadays, and because of our yetzer hara, attributes of love and yedidus and friendship, b'chol ha'simanim ha'tiburim hanochem, and all of the comfortable actions and conversations, things that we would think build wonderful relationships between men and women, and building a society of love and peace amongst each other, hayaroy lihiyos shava bein haminim. It should be that everything is equal amongst the genders, and we should act and, you know, interact and talk, and there should be no separation anywhere. Everything should just be one big happy party, and no reason anyone should be separated, and there should be no barriers in an ideal situation. But he says, aval mipnei yikras erech hatznius, but because of the value of tznius, nidchas midas derech eretz mimkoma, we have pushed derech eretz aside in place of tznius. And says Rav Kook, it's a good thing, meaning this is something that we sometimes need to do, to push Derech Eretz to the side, in some cases, for the sake of tznius, ad shelo l'shol b'shalom isha, to the extent that we are not shol b'shalom, we don't say shalom to a woman. Says Rav Kook, in an ideal world, if there was no yetzer hara, so we'd say shalom to everyone, there wouldn't be a shaila. But tznius plays a role in how we relate to the opposite gender. And he says it's a good thing, and it's an important thing to keep the world going. Hatsanua makir, says Rav Kook, ki lo mipnei sinna al hamin hu misrachek va'oseg darim. A person needs to know that tznius is not meant to deride the opposite gender. That's not the purpose of tznius. It's not meant to push people away or make them feel like second-class citizens. Ki mipnei hatachas haklali hayafeh. It's for the greater goal of the world, the beautiful goal of tznius, for the purpose of the world. And says Rav Kook, there's a purpose to it and a beauty behind it, and a person should not be offended by modern sensibilities when it comes to halachas of tznius. And it doesn't mean anyone is lesser, it doesn't mean that someone is not loved, or it doesn't mean someone is not appreciated. So these are the halachas we find from Avram Avinu, going all the way back to Sarah, and Sarah being in the tent, and how it plays out in the Shulchan Aruch, and how it plays out nowadays. And even though it could be the case that perhaps we are leaned when it comes to being shal b'shalom isha and greeting in public, but it says b'shalom asasin, says Rav Kook, it doesn't mean that the lachos of tznius and interpersonal relationships between men and women do not apply nowadays. Okay.